Welcome to Strange and Creepy, a podcast about strange and creepy experiences, mysteries, and the unexplained. I'm your host, Celinda Hart. I had found a cozy brick house in an old neighborhood in Dallas. Despite limited resources, I discovered the rent was affordable and quickly moved my small family in the two-story house. I rented the first floor, and an artist, a sculptor, lived alone on the second floor. As a single mom, I did my best to make it work financially. In a relatively short time, it became our home. The location had its advantages. It was not far from Fitzhugh Avenue, a major street in Dallas, and minutes away from my children's school. Our charming corner house was hidden in a very old residential area on the shady corner of Homer Street. My children and I had moved in late summer before the beginning of their school year. But almost immediately, we began to experience strange things. My daughter had received a doll that came with a baby walker for Christmas when she was 6 years old. After a couple of years, she began to play more and more board games and Legos with her brother. The doll, still a favorite, was now relegated to the corner of her bedroom. One afternoon, a classmate who lived in the neighborhood came over for a visit. They had played various games that day. My daughter wanted her friend to stay for supper, and I said yes, as long as she had her mom's permission. Around 5 o'clock, a 12-year-old boy knocked at the door. It was her friend's older brother. "It's time to go home," he announced. "Can I stay? They invited me for supper." "No. Dinner's almost ready, and mom wants you to come home now." "Wait, just a few minutes." The girls had been playing with the doll and were in the middle of a role-playing game. The older brother sighed and plopped on the sofa to watch. "Man, that's an ugly doll," he said under his breath. When my daughter pressed the button on the doll's back, it turned on the mechanism and the doll began to giggle and move quickly in her walker over the wooden floor. The tiny feet shuffled rapidly across the dining room, and it startled the boy.
"She's not ugly," my daughter said defensively.
The boy kept making fun of the doll again and again, and he pointed to the way her feet moved in motion and laughed out loud. At that very moment, the doll swiveled around in the walker and raced across the floor, giggling toward him. She almost ran over his feet. The boy stopped laughing, and he stood up. The girls laughed, and when they saw the boy, looked scared. "He's creepy," he said. I was in the kitchen when I heard a yelp coming from the living room. When I entered the two adjoining rooms that connected the Spanish archway, I could see the doll chasing the boy around all over the house. The boy was screaming. Initially, it made for a funny sight, but I could tell by the look on his face, he was terrified. He was darting around furniture and running from the doll. I told my daughter, turn off the mechanism. When she approached the doll, she looked at me funny.
"The power button is turned off."
"Well, then the batteries must be loose inside the doll," I said. "They must be making some kind of contact." I picked up the doll and opened the latch. To my surprise, there weren't any batteries inside the doll. How could the doll be moving and giggling on its own volition? After her little friend had gone home, my daughter placed the doll in the corner of her bedroom. Sometime during the middle of the night, I heard one of my children walking in the hallway. I could hear the tiptoe of feet across the wooden floor. In my drowsy state, I knew it was one of my children who had gone to the restroom. Then I heard the footsteps again.
When I opened my eyes, the big blue eyes of the doll were staring back at me. The doll was in her walker and perched at the side of my bed. She was at eye level. What? Did she just blink her eyes? I sat up in a jolt. I stared at the doll, completely alarmed. I picked her up from its walker and opened the latch on her back to check again. Oh, but then I remembered it did not have any batteries. To this day, I do not know if it was the spirit of a child or some kind of unexplained phenomenon that caused the doll to move on its own. It was not the first or last strange incident we would experience in our house. Many disturbing things had already occurred, none of which could be logically explained. It wasn't long after the doll incident that I locked it inside the children's bedroom closet, and there it remained for the rest of the time we lived in that house.
This short story is part of a collection from the book True Ghost Stories, Volume 2 by Celinda Hart, available on Amazon. You've been listening to Strange and Creepy. I'm your host, Celinda Hart. If you would like to share a strange or creepy experience, send me an email at celindahart@gmail.com. Until next time.